Even though thousands were traveling at Hartsfield-Jackson this morning, they were greeted by short security lines.
Hello, next person. Next person.
Around 7 a.m., the lines were 20 minutes or less, and for most of the morning, they averaged under 10. That pleased passengers like 29-year-old Jessica Robinson, who was on her way to Louisiana.
To know that I can get through here in less than an hour is a wonderful surprise.
40-year-old Decatur resident Mark Lindenberg was also surprised to see things running smoothly.
It's probably a lot worse from what we look at in the past. Traffic wasn't that bad, and fortunately parking wasn't that bad. Checking wasn't bad.
In fact, Mark's wife Connie says the hardest part was packing and getting her two young sons into the airport as they traveled to New Jersey.
It was hectic. It was a lot of work just to get the boys up, ready, dressed, get our bags in the car and make sure we got everything. And then my husband had to drop me off first, and it's quite a scene because I was carrying the car seat and the stroller and the suitcase and the two boys.
Transportation Security Administration spokesman John Allen says more than 1,000 TSA employees work on high-volume days like today.
When you work for TSA, you understand that the holidays are a demand period. So there's a very limited use of leave time. We have the ability to leverage overtime. We've had all checkpoint lanes open since just a little bit after 6 o'clock this morning.
Airport officials say travelers spreading out their trips, a new security checkpoint at the new international terminal, and a slight decrease in travel has also led to shorter lines. But officials say passengers still need to arrive an hour and a half to 2 hours early because it could get busier this evening. Michelle Worth, WABE News.